This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 273. Pandalicious suddenly turned into Cookie Monster.
Cookies?
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another new episode of our weekly podcast. Hope you had a good week. Hope you got some good sales. You picked up some stuff. Maybe things that we even recommended on the holiday guide, which if you missed it was last week's episode. You can still get it and listen to it. We recommend it. Mm-hmm. Yep. We do. Panda's nodding, which means yes. I know you can't see it.
I'm sorry. I'm used to doing videos where I know people can see me.
Oh, now you're used to doing videos.
Yeah.
Now.
I know. Wish I could have.
Yeah, only been after you for how long?
2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I gave you the drive and the cables and
the
learnings.
Yeah, now I use them.
And it's only
taken.
So what I know now is that it's a 2-year incubation period between whenever I give you a task to actually coming to completion.
Well, if it's something that I actually have to learn something, it's gotta, like...
Matriculate?
It's gotta marinate in my system for a while. Like, I gotta get all juicy. And then, when I'm all...
Go ahead.
And then, when it's all set, you get a lovely product at the end.
Uh-huh. You get a happy ending, is what you're saying?
You get a video.
Okay. Yep. So glad we don't do video podcasts sometimes, because I don't...
Okay. I don't know, I think sometimes we should try it.
I think it should be
like a surprise, like a hidden show, and like leave
Easter
like...
Easter egg?
Yeah, like, and randomly like leave a link on one of our Twitters, on a prospective person on Esh's Twitter, and just be like, live show now! And see who's following them, and who's gonna... And be like, ha, it's a live show, we got you!
We have like 3 people.
It'd be like a surprise concert. Like
a flash mob.
Like Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, but not with Jews and not
Wait, whoa. What was the name of the band that they were trying to find in Nick and Nora's?
Where's Fluffy?
That's right.
Oh my god, and that'd be what we would make the link look like. Where's Fluffy? And then people who've seen the movie would obviously know.
Again, that's like 5 people.
I liked Nick and Nora's.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Are you kidding me? I thought it was a great movie, but... Like Scott Pilgrim, 5 people went to see it, and we were one of them.
Well, the only reason why only 5 people saw Scott Pilgrim was because all the nerds yanked it off the internet. They hacked
it. That's true.
So more people watched it. They just didn't pay to watch it.
Correct. Well, it's one of those things that has a cult following now, you know, which I love, and highly recommend it for the nerd in your life, especially if they read any of the graphic novels. Which I read.
I would recommend that you do it first. You read the graphic novels first.
Yeah, I only read 3 of them.
Well, because then parts of the movie would not make sense to you.
Right. Well, I went back and did Cliff's Notes, though, on the
internet. So you cheated.
I did, because I didn't want to be, you know, like,
not in the know.
Just in case something popped up in the movie, and then I have, like, no basis for understanding when I saw the movie.
Right.
So I did the, you know, I hit it on the Wikipedias, and then I hit it on the...
One of these days, I'm going to go and edit something on Wikipedia and be like, God is cheese.
No, dude, I've edited Wikipedia. I've left, like, some sneaky things, though. I don't know if they've been picked up, though. I don't always go back to see if anybody actually re-edits the edits that I leave on Wikipedia.
You should find out.
I know, I should do that.
But Pandalicious is God.
No. And I believe that there's actually a ESH wiki.
We should have one.
Why? We barely keep up with the Facebook page.
I'm getting better. I blew it up yesterday.
Yes, you did. I will give you credit for that.
But I was like, I had this thought. What do you guys think about this?
I know, community manager. Actually, almost managing.
Not the managing the community, but being a part of the community. Immersion is first, then management. You must be of the people to manage the people.
I will give you that, and I will agree with that. So we'll.
I should run for president.
We're working on
Panelicious 2012.
No. It's too early. Okay, and think about it. All right, think about.
I'm pro education.
I know you are, but think about your closet and the skeletons that which are within.
Oh, there is that one video.
Yeah, so your political career just ended. Thanks.
But if I just come up like, I've had some sexual encounters. None of them were sexually harassing.
No, dude.
I could be president.
You could. You have the faculty to do so. However, in the court of public opinion, they just sling that in all kinds of weird ways that are just not right and wrong and mean. And I don't want you to get your feelings hurt because I kind of like you.
Okay.
But anyway, you could totally run for a Senate.
No, our cousin's got that one in the bag.
That's true.
Esh cousin is going to dominate.
She'll probably
the government.
You might be in her cabinet. You could totally be in her cabinet.
No, she'll probably put me in her kitchen.
Oh, snap. That's not nice. Anyway, we've got game stuff and gadget stuff. Actually, we don't have a lot of gadget stuff because I haven't got my thing repaired yet. But we do have game stuff to talk about today. Some sad news to talk about as well, so we will get around to that. But first up is actually mobile gaming, and we don't talk about that a lot, just because I think right now, really, as we've established from other podcast episodes, I'm the heavier mobile user as far as gaming goes out of the two of us. And frankly, I just don't get the time to actually talk about my mobile gaming, because the majority of time that I'm doing it, it's when I'm traveling or if I'm using public transit and things like that. And I never think to document any of those things in my head.
Public transportation?
Yeah, there's a thing called a bus. Have you ever been on a subway? Have you heard of that? Subway?
Subway.
It's a train that's on a track that's choo-choo.
Are those metal worms that take me from one place to another place?
Yes, those things. That's called a subway.
Subway. It's not a sandwich?
No, it's not a sandwich. It's a vehicle of transportation. There's also a thing called a bus.
I know what the metal weren't bus.
Yeah, like Greyhound, but also like
they're giant dogs?
No, like city. You know what? We'll talk about this another time. those are typically when I use mobile games. It's very rare that I sit down, you know, like on the couch. Sometimes I will pick up my DS though and you know, do a little bit in Four Swords and the Zelda game, and I've played Okami Den, which I really enjoy, and Dead or Alive Dimensions with the 3D turned off, because otherwise I really desperately want to like bash my head into a wall. But I don't really do a ton of documentation whenever I'm doing it. It's just something that I'm doing to waste a little bit of time. But this week it was really interesting because Activision, which more and more the developers are getting into developing games for mobile, be it PS, whatever, Go, Wii, Vita, pick 'em, and the Nintendo DS Dynasty, as well as iOS and Android, many, many developers are actually getting on that bandwagon, and there's actually some pressure coming from the Nintendo board to actually get Nintendo to create some games that can be used and purchased on iOS and Android. And Nintendo's like, no, because our golden goose is the DS Dynasty. Do you remember the DS Dynasty? If you can get Zelda everywhere, then you don't have to get Zelda
here. And then people wouldn't get it here because they'd go elsewhere.
Correct. So they're like, no. Remember where the bread and butter is, people. Okay, remember the bread and butter.
It's in our bread box.
It's in
our bread box. At Nintendo Industries.
At Nintendo Industries at One Nintendo Way. But Activision this week jumped back on the bandwagon. They actually had dropped a couple of games before for iOS. Very similar to EA, which EA is just like all over iOS and Android now.
And Epic made their debut in that with Infinity Blade. Which, and now 2.
Yeah, I haven't tried 2. I still have the original Infinity Blade on my iPad. And it's pretty much the thing that I go to when I'm on a plane, as long as I have like a power outlet that I can plug into. Because that sucker, it's beautiful and it runs like a dream, but ooh, does it eat your battery?
It's like, om nom nom battery, om nom
nom nom battery power. But I do enjoy playing it a lot. I'm actually thinking about getting one of those joystick it things from ThinkGeek so that when I'm playing it, I can actually use the sticks as opposed to my thumbs. And I know you're looking at my thumbs doing the motion that I'm doing right now, but it's literally from, you know, muscle memory that I'm like, I remember my attacks. And so, yeah, that's how I wiggle it just a little bit as it moves. But Activision actually released something that I might actually pick up, which is, it's going to surprise you, because when I say it, you're going to be like, no, you're not, but I'm thinking about it.
I'm prefacing this with, no, you're not.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you, I'm thinking about it. So, as you all know, I really enjoy the Call of Duty Modern Warfare series. I've actually played a couple of, there's the straight up Call of Duty titles as well. I haven't finished World at War yet, but it's hard installed on my Xbox. That's how much I plan to get through it. But this week they released the Zombies arcade game from Black Ops as a full-blown universal iOS app, which means you can buy it and you can play it on your iPhone or your iPad or your iPod Touch, which is kind of a big deal because it's not a separate version that you buy for each. So you don't have to buy one version for the iPhone and one version for your iPad if you have both devices.
That's the universal.
Correct. You can buy the one app
for all
of them.
Have all the iOS?
Yeah, have all the iOS. So it basically promises 50 levels in the game, but that there's multiplayer.
What?
Yeah. So I imagine that's probably through Game Center. There's not a lot of detail yet on the multiplayer, which is why I'm probably going to end up picking it up so I can see how that works. But I imagine that it's Game Center, and I imagine that it's PvP. So if you're on the same network, you can play against your friend who's right there with you on the network. And I don't know if through Game Center you can play against other people or not. But I imagine that that's probably what it breaks down to is, you know, very much like arcade. It's how many zombies can I shoot? How many zombies can you shoot?
Right.
Type deal. But it was interesting to me to see that, you know, they made multiplayer a component of the iOS game, which is kind of bitchin'. But like I said, there's 50 levels. You can play it on all your iOS devices as long as it's a third generation device or better. So if you have generation 1 or 2, it's no for you.
Sorry, Esh Mom.
Although she doesn't like zombies anyway.
No.
I do. There's also voice chat in the multiplayer.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Voice chat so that you can have what Activision calls true, I'm doing air quotes, true Call of Duty style multiplayer.
So you'll have 12-year-olds telling you to suck their grocks.
You can play solo or join a team of up to 4 to take out the hordes of zombies.
Well, people are calling you a twat face.
Probably.
Girls don't play games.
Yeah, I know, right? But there will also be a sequence of updates, which means they could very, very well add additional levels on top of the 50, or additional maps, or additional...
Play all the levels?
But I thought for $6.99...
That's not bad.
That's
50 levels
good.
For $6?
50 levels for $6, and 50 levels of Call of Duty Zombies, dude.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Call of Duty Zombies, $6.99, on your iOS. Get it.
I think you should do it, especially if you're a fan of zombies from Black Ops.
Exactly.
Which is fun.
It was fun. I really need to probably spend some time with it. I just haven't because it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Go ahead, be honest.
Black Ops was the first zombies game that I actually played for more than 3 minutes. Because as you know, I am not down with the zombies.
I am.
And so, you know, I jumped into the game, and I think the first time that I jumped in, I was JFK. And, because it was right after I finished the campaign. And I had a gun, and I'm so used to the campaign that I was like, okay, well, there'll be guns everywhere. So I'm just like, you know, capping zombie. And then I'm like, where's the bullet? I got no bullet. But there's zombies. Zombies coming up the hill right now. Can't shoot them in the head.
This is no time to make a profile.
This is not a time to make a profile.
Zombies killed your parents. No, but in the zombie maps, you actually have to, you rank up money with each zombie that you kill. So you can go and buy a gun again or get different guns with more ammo.
But I only had 6 bullets. There's like 15 zombies. Yeah,
because in the first few waves, they're expecting you're just going to shank them because you actually have a built-in knife that you can shank them with.
I did not know this. I died.
Surprise. Yes.
Because I'm like, I can't fist fight a zombie.
Not to mention, where they're coming out of those holes, you can build up barricades so that they have to tear them down before they can even get in.
What?
That also will replenish some money for you to go and buy further guns.
What? This is nonsense.
No, this is zombies.
This is craziness. I'm just supposed to have a gun, and I'm supposed to have bullet packs. And I run over the bullet packs.
No.
And then I shoot the zombies.
This is zombie survival. This is barricade and isolate. Isolate, barricade, exterminate. Delete. Oh, God, I love Doctor Who.
How many of the Doctors have you watched? Have you only watched the new cute Doctor? You haven't gone back and watched any of the original Doctors?
I started with Eddleston. Christopher L.
Okay.
And now I'm into David Tennant, and I'm about to end Tennant into the next one after him.
Okay. All right. Good. Goodness. I'm very happy with your progression so far. So, because, you know, you got to respect your roots. Got to know where you come from.
I actually want to watch the older ones, too, from this.
You need to, because my favorite doctor is in that.
Well, I've heard that the way that those were set up, that they feel kind of more theatrical, so some people don't understand the pacing and stuff like that, and where I have that background, I'm sure I would find that enjoyable.
You would love some of the original Doctors. And I really want you to watch the old ones, because I want to see if you figure out which one is my favorite.
This will be a test of if I'm truly your sister.
I will test your skin and splendor.
Test your knowledge. Fuck.
Test your might. So... that's what I got on the mobile side of the world. And then on the nerdy side of the world, which I guess, you know, it is gadgetry, but it's game-related gadgetry.
So I wouldn't say it's gadgetry. I would say it's plusher tree.
Yeah, because that's the one that you want.
Well, no, actually, I want the other thing, too. I want the plusher tree so I can snuggle with it. And it can make sounds at me. But then the other one would serve a functional purpose of om-nomming.
I see. So what we're talking about is, earlier this week, ThinkGeek, who, as you know, I absolutely love. Pretty much every nerd that I like that gets a gift from me, it's a gift that I got from ThinkGeek.
Oh, Baconase. Thank you.
No Baconase. Have you ever had that?
No.
Baconase is not right. Do not eat Baconase. This is a PSA. Baconase is not right. You can make your own bacon mayonnaise combo. Do not, people, I am telling you, do not eat the Baconase. Okay? Your booty will thank you. That's all I'm going to say. Do not eat the Baconase. But I get a lot of stuff from ThinkGeek. I absolutely love them. They have pretty much stuff every week that comes out. I'm like, oh my God, I could use that, and I could use that, and I really want that, and I want that, and I want to put the Tron thing in my office, and I want to put it on the wall, and I want this, and I want that, and I'm broke. Before I even get to the video game stuff. I absolutely love ThinkGeek. But this week, got a press release in from them. And I love getting them. And it's really funny because I usually get the press release about 2.5 hours before I get their fan newsletter email, because I'm subscribed to it on 2 different email accounts. So that way, if it's one that I don't check on my phone, I still get the email to know when they have new stuff coming out. That's how much I'm an addict when it comes to ThinkGeek. But this week, the press release was about new stuff that they are coming out with that's all Portal 2 related.
Yay!
So
this is a triumph.
I'm making a note here. Huge success.
Well, we don't know yet.
Oh, it's going to be a huge success. Come on now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about a couple of the items here. The first one that I want to talk about, which is one of the things that Panda was like, I want it. I want it.
I wants to go to there.
They have a cookie cutter set in the shape of the warning signs and the companion cube in Portal 2.
And a cookie tray, bitches, that you guys cannot have. You can eat the cookies from the cookie tray, but you cannot take the tin. I will shake you.
A cookie jar.
I will equalize you.
The cutters are in the tin, but they have a full-size cookie jar that is the shape of a companion
cube. Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar? GLaDOS did it.
Why?
Because of the neurotoxin.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
So they've got a companion cube cookie jar that is not yet ready for sale, but it will be shortly.
It's yay!
It is a, I believe that it is tin. It may be ceramic. They didn't say in the press release, and they don't have photos up.
Let me tell you, if any of my adoring fans bought me the cookie cutters, and I think the estimated price point for those is going to be about $20. But if someone bought me these, like if a fan was like, yo, Panda, I bought this for you so you can make yummy cookies. If that person, oh, I don't know, left a return address, I would bake them some companion cube cookies.
You were just like blatantly putting it out there that you want somebody to buy you the cookie cutters.
I would buy.
And
I
she
would
is bake, correct. They're $19.99 for the cookie cutters.
I would bake you cookies.
You heard it, people.
And I'd leave a little note.
What happens? What happens if 15 people buy you the cookie cutter?
Then I'll be making a shitload of cookies. Like eight, package eight, package nine.
That's a lot of cookie cutters.
Yeah, but I would never. If I broke one, I'd always have a spare. I'd have so many companion cube cookies cut up. I'm just so. If someone was to grace my presence with that, I would make you cookies. If one of the other things mentioned was obtained for me, I don't know, maybe I'd take a picture of me snuggling with it. Fully clothed by you, you perverts. But
who's the pervert? You're the one who brought it up. They may not have even thought of it.
Oh, I'd wear my coolest geek shirt and snuggle with it.
How about your Portal shirt? Because you have a Portal
shirt. That's my geekiest shirt right now.
Really?
Well, no, I have a Bethesda shirt.
Yeah.
And then Frank Branches from RP Grinders sent me a really awesome shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have three geek shirts. So I guess I would have to wear my Portal 2 t-shirt to snuggle up with this other plushie. This plush tree!
Which, the plush is actually a turret. And it is motion sensing. And it has sounds. So just like when you play the game and you walk into a room, the moment that your motion is detected, it starts shooting at you and talking to you. The plushy turret has simulated machine gun sounds and talks to you. And the way that you disable it is just like in the game, you knock it over. As soon as you put it outside, it stops making noise.
I love it.
It's not clear as to whether or not it keeps stalking shit for a little bit. If it does, total win, and I want one. The plushie with the sound is $34.99.
See, that's more expensive than the cookie cutters, guys.
And it's available right now.
See, you could buy that for me now.
Oh my god, will you stop it with the buy it for you?
Christmas is coming.
So, you're not the only one here. You're not the only one in the room.
If they buy me 15 sets of cookie cutters, I'll obviously give you one. I don't need 15. 14 is acceptable.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the hand-me-down. Appreciate it. It's awesome.
You can borrow the plush tree.
Ready? Here's a gift that I was given that I got like 10 copies of. For you. You can have one.
What? You want eight then?
No, I don't want eight of your Christmas presents. I want my own Christmas presents, damn
well,
it.
Well, you need to say hey.
I'm not going to ask the people to buy me stuff for Christmas. That's tacky.
Doesn't mean they're going to do it just because I asked. But if you do, thank you.
There are also some bookends. They're
4x5. Seriously, they're cookies.
Stop it. They're metal. Again,
I'm bribing you.
One end shows the one end of a test subject going through the portal, and then the other end shows the other end of him coming out of a portal, so it's literally him bending the space and going through, which is very cute. They're very nice.
He's absorbing the knowledge of whatever you put between.
Also, which will be available, it's not currently available yet, is the Portal 2 Potatoes you know, just like GLaDOS OS science kit, which you can create your own GLaDOS with using the Potatoes science kit, which has electronic talking GLaDOS module. You provide your own potato, and it provides a little bit of energy. And I'm quoting here, but in the description it says, even Wheatley could do it. And it's $29.
You plug in a potato to
you
this
plug
module.
These pieces into
to a potato, and the potato
talks
powers.
Yeah.
The GLaDOS.
Yeah, because potatoes have a little bit of, and can provide a little bit of electronics. There's actually a video on YouTube that you can see. You can actually, it only works like once, but you can use a potato and some MacGyvery type tools to use the potato to charge your iPhone. So if you're ever in Idaho and your car breaks down and you're running low on battery, but you really got to make a call, you just run out, grab you a couple of potatoes, and you can use the I think it's like a paperclip and something else, but you basically can wire the charger into the potato and into your phone and
potato.
It's like totally organically powered iPhone.
So things go to hell. Yeah. We can get energy and electricity and power from potatoes.
They're a powerful, powerful ally.
And they'll make you fat.
You make your dog fat. There's also...
My dog is fat.
Your dog is beefy. There's also a Toroid LED flashlight. There's a Wheatley LED flashlight. So a little Wheatley who's a light. And then there's pretty much what I think is one of the most awesome things outside of the talking... firing turret, a Cave Johnson talking portrait. So
it's the dude from Juno. Juno's dad is talking to you from the portrait.
Cave Johnson.
AKA Juno's dad.
Cave Johnson, you know, as he talks to you throughout the game with his pithy little sayings and things like that, it's all those collected in a sound chip underneath his portrait. As it appears in the game. So you basically could have a portrait of Cave Johnson.
AKA Juno's dad. I love that guy. He's hilarious.
He is hilarious as shit.
All these science fears are made of asbestos, by the way. Keeps out the rats. Let us know if you feel a shortness of breath, a persistent dry cough, or your heart stopping. Because that's not part of the test. That's asbestos.
So, really, really neat things. And all affordable. Okay, the most expensive one there is only going to run you $35.
It's the plushie.
So if you have, you know, a nerd in your life who is partial to Portal.
And loves plushies.
And likes to think with portals.
And wants to bake you cookies.
ThinkGeek.com is the place to go. The entire collection is listed on the site. Not all of the pieces are available yet. The ones that I said that are. So if there was somebody that you...
Cookies.
I was trying to find a way to word it that you wouldn't be able to jump in, but I'm not succeeding.
Cookies.
If you want to take care of Cookie Monster here, you can start today.
Cookies.
Oh my god. You're cracking me up right now. And then finally on my list, which, you know, kind of falls in the gadget music area, but for us is also a gadget, you know, production thing. One of the companies that we absolutely love, Blue Microphones, we pretty much now exclusively across the land of Esh.
Sponsor us, damn it.
Stop it. Don't, that's not how you get sponsorship.
Sponsor us, please.
We exclusively use Blue Microphone products across the board.
I know, we have snowballs, there's a snowflake, yeah. There's a Mikey, there are two Yetis here, the... B3 boys, I think they
have a Yeti and a snowball.
Yeah!
Like, and I'm pretty sure that there's a snowball over at Geek Aggro as well.
Like, if I had a t-shirt, I would wear it.
But we love their microphones. We love all of their gear.
Great audio quality!
I don't have a band, so I don't really have a need for more than what I have.
I can make a band!
Yeah, but you could still use the Yeti to record that. You don't need... anything else in the Yeti in the stand, which it has the hole to be, you know, screwed into.
But I'd
a
have
stand.
A Yeti Pro, because I'd be a band member artist. And that would be solely for making music. My art.
I can't even look at you right now. So what I'm getting at is that Blue has some fantastic products, and of course their holiday sale is going on right now. I love getting emails from them because I just like to look at all the microphones and go, I wish I had a reason. I wish I had a reason. My God, that looks sexy, and I wish I had a reason. But they have not really discounted the price of anything. They've just grabbed their stuff that's, you know, under $250, and one of these things is really only under $250 by a penny. So once you add in your tax and your shipping, you're just like screwed. But they're calling it their nice and naughty list, which if you've been naughty, you wouldn't get anything from me, let alone anything from Blue. But
we're nice. Blue, sponsor us, please.
Stop it. The Yeti Pro is $249.99, which, as Panda said, basically is the XLR version of the Yeti. So the Yeti is designed as a USB microphone. It's really designed to be used with a computer or if you get the connector kit, you could also use it with an iPhone or an iPad. Nerding out there for a second. But it's designed to be paired with a computer to do recordings directly to a computer. Whereas the Yeti Pro has a USB connector and an XLR connector. So it's really designed to be used for recording audio. So you can jack right into your existing board.
Your soundboard. And stuff, right?
And actually record high fidelity, fantastic.
And the equalizer thingy, right?
I'm not kidding in this. Sound with it. Now, I haven't actually had a chance to use a Yeti Pro versus a Yeti, but I'll be honest with you, I absolutely love the Yeti that we have. So if I was to have a band, I would more than likely use the Yeti that I already have. But if I was going to be performing live with that band, I would probably want the Pro.
See, I would want to use a Yeti Pro if we ever did a live show.
It's like, because it's black, isn't it? Go ahead.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm just saying, if it's a live performance of our audio, then we should be using a Yeti Pro if we ever did a live showing of, you know, Ash at any of the events that we ever go to.
Or I could just get a sticker to put on the Yeti.
No! That is not the point!
Are you going to buy it? No! That's the point!
I have to get a job first.
I think there are a few other things that you should focus on and purchase before you purchase the Yeti Pro.
I know, an apartment and getting the fuck out.
Especially since there's nothing wrong with your Yeti.
I know, I love it. His name's Stuart.
You named your Yeti?
I name all of my appliances after dudes, so I'm surrounded by men all day long.
Okay, well then, you know, if that makes you happy, then
It works. Not for those cold nights, though.
I'm not even going there. The Spark, which is their traditional XLR, which can be wire-mounted as well as mic stand-mounted, is $199.99. You can put a sound guard on it, you know, the bounce guard, so that you don't have sibilance issues.
I have one of those. I don't use it, but I have one. It's a screen that goes in front of your mic so you don't spin on it. Or
pop peas or...
Yeah, or make it hot, like hot...
Exactly, sibilance.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know what that is.
Sibilance.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Yeti is $149.99. Crazy affordable. Fantastic microphone. Definitely has some heft to it, so it's not a microphone that you want to travel with a lot.
Unless you want to beef up your gun show.
Yeah, you could do that. The Snowball is $99.99, so still at the $100 price point, which it's still available in the silver, the white, or the, I believe it's black, because I thought at one point in time they were going to do a graphite one, and then they moved away from it. So, but
black it's balls.
It's a USB microphone, and it records really well as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're just starting out with podcasting, I highly recommend it. Or if you're just starting out with doing recordings of your own, whether they're for music or, you know, if you're wanting to get into voice acting work, great microphone to work with to make some really fantastic sounding recordings to begin with. And the Icicle, which is their XLR to USB converter. So if you have a great XLR mic, which if you're into music, you probably have several, and you want to be able to use that microphone with your computer to do a quick recording, you can actually use the Icicle to help make that connection. And what's great about the Icicle is that it doesn't drop any data. Ooh. So if you want to do a live recording, you actually can, and it can keep up with it, which is really tremendous. And the Icicle runs you $59.99. And then, like we mentioned, the Snowflake, which is the portable Snowball mic, and I've used it on quite a few.
It's so cute.
Podcasts. Yeah, it's like a pocket mic.
It could fit in your pocket.
And it also has a catch that if you were doing a video chat, for instance, and you wanted a little bit better mic than the onboard mic of your computer, you can actually sit it up and crate it over the top of your laptop so that the mic is pointing directly at your face, and use it as your mic for that as well.
Ooh.
So the Snowflake is really a great little mic for, you know, the musician and podcaster on the go, because it's just light, easy, cheap, you know, coming in at $59, but really some great
And every size. Snowflake is different.
No, actually, they're all pretty much the same. They're exactly the same color, except, you know, they...
But they're all used for different things.
Well, at one point in time, they did have two models, one that had a webcam on it built in, and one that was just the Snowflake with the audio piece. Now, all they sell is the one with the webcam built in. You don't have to use the camera that's there, but if you are using some of the older laptops...
For you cyberers out there...
The camera is a little bit better than some of the camera that was built into...
Get some quick action.
So that's what I got. You know, just some helpful suggestions for shopping this holiday season for the nerds and geeks in your life.
And pervs. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
So, we've built ourselves up, and now we're just going to smack you down.
Yeah. In the pants region, typically this area.
So we have some sad news. Actually, as sad as it is, I'm not too surprised of it.
I don't think anybody was surprised.
I don't think so either, but it's still sad news to know.
Well, King Baby Duck was surprised. Let me take that back. I remember seeing it on his Facebook.
But regardless, we know that we live in an era of digital and technology. So things...
Hell, we're talking to you now through our digital technology.
We're talking to you through magic.
Magic interwebs.
But we are in an era where print is dying. And
dying? Print's dead, dude. We tried to bring it back, and even we couldn't resuscitate it.
Not really. It sucks.
Yep.
And, well, no, because, I mean, books are still, like, libraries still exist. Like, people aren't going anarchy.
People go to the library to bootleg CDs.
That is so sad.
I know, but it's true.
I love libraries.
I know. I love the library, too, but I'm telling you right now, the last three people...
What about Barnes & Noble?
No, seriously. Seriously. I'm telling you, the last three people that I know that went to a library this year, 2011, specifically go and bootleg CDs.
Oh.
They don't read books.
But that's what...
People younger than you don't know what microfilm.
That
I know that hurt you, didn't it? That hurt you like right here, didn't it? It hit you like right in this chesticle area, and it just like burns, doesn't it? Yeah, they don't.
I thought that was my acid reflux, but no, okay. That was the impact news you
ready?
Just told
ready?
Me.
I got another one for you. Are you ready?
No.
There are nerds that don't know the Dewey Decimal System.
You know how long it took me to learn that shit?
It's simple.
It took me a bit. In high school, because they made us do a standard test, like, oh, look at it and try to see if you can remember it, and I couldn't, so, like, you need to spend more time with the librarian. And she made me walk through.
Are you serious? You did not get the Dewey Decimal System?
The second time around, I did. But I spent more time in the library. I spent a lot of time in the library at that point. Yeah, until I found Drama Club. And then I moved there. But, but anyway, I mean, I still don't think print is officially dead.
It's not officially dead, but it's
on hospice. It's going slowly. It's bleeding out.
The family members should come and see it because...
Yep, it's not... It's hooked up to dialysis, and I mean, the big...
Look, when a couple of the seven sisters die out, you know print is not safe.
So it's obviously game-related, which is why we're bringing it up here, and GamePro Magazine has finally closed its eyes and has passed on to the great... Wherever books
arcade
go.
Arcade store.
In the sky.
Yep.
And it's been kind of sexy. I mean, this is fairly recent news. I think it happened about a little bit last week. finalizations happened on the 5th, which right. I think was yesterday?
We'll just say the 5th.
We'll just say, yeah.
Yeah.
So, pretty much the entire staff got laid off outside of, I believe, the media lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be pretty much joining up with, I think it's GamePro Solutions. They're going to be going there. It's
basically PC World.
Yeah. They're going to merge with them, with their sister company, PC World. That's going to happen on the 5th. And pretty much the shutdown is a case of creative success not falling in line with business.
According to their statement.
I can't speak today.
What she's trying to say is, evidently, what they're saying is the reason is that the creative success did not translate into business success.
So it might have been pretty, but it wasn't making us money.
So it had to go.
Bye-bye.
Which, you know, as a business...
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Because you get into business not because you want to, you know, change the world and make it a better place, but you want to make money. Because if you want to change the world and make it a better place, then you become a nonprofit. So I...
But even they don't always change the world.
And even, yeah, big time. But they try. They try. But they are not for profit. You create a business for profit because you want to make a profit. And if you can't make a profit, then the business goes away. Okay? It's one of the reasons why with us, we haven't really made the jump of trying to be a real business. Because frankly, if we became a business and we didn't turn a profit, we would do the same thing. It would be shelved.
We would file for bankruptcy.
Because you can't keep putting money into something that is not going to give you a return on that money. Nobody wants to just throw money into a pit. If they did, then they would, you know...
No, that's not how pirates did it.
To hide it.
Yeah.
Not to just get rid of it.
Oh.
Pirates didn't search for generally like, we got it, okay, yay, and threw it back in the ocean.
They were like dogs. Hey, have a bone, let's bury it. Exactly. Yay!
I has it now. You don't has it.
You don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is because you don't understand my map. Dude, I have a metal detector. It's 2010. I'm gonna find your shit.
Anyway.
I don't need your map. I just need a general GPS location.
So, I mean, regardless, the print magazine is dead, but obviously the website that's been around for about 13 years now, like I said, it's going to PC World. It's going to merge with that. So that will still be available. But do not hold your breath for a print release to come back. The U.S. operations is the one that shut down, but the ones that are out of country are still running as of right now, but no one's really secure about their places. In other countries, either.
Frankly, you know, when we talk about the game industry, no one should be, okay? We're in an age where everything is being pared down, right? So unless it's a successful franchise that exists, there are very few ventures to create a new franchise. Everything is a sequel, reboot, right?
Memento!
Okay? Hell, even Devil May Cry is basically getting a reboot, because now we're going back to younger Dante.
Yeah.
Younger than one Dante. Which, you know, I hope turns out better than four, because, as we've said before, crying Nero and tangoing Dante really didn't do it for me.
I feel like Nero...
Kitty!
I honestly think Nero should have been... His arc should have been an animated series, because that would have made far more sense as an anime than a video game.
You know... But things are paring down. Everything is going to the web because people are consuming more content on the web. And the problem with web consumption is that people are, you know, trained at this point that what they consume the most is that which is available for free. When you pay gate stuff, it is a barrier for people because they're like, why should I pay to get this?
Why would I read this magazine when I could read the articles on its website for free?
Correct. And so then you get into the model of having a user base pay to get access to the user base. So then the argument becomes, well, why would I pay GamePro to see their content?
When I could go to another site.
Games Radar's content, you know,
for free.
If I just want to wait a month to see...
And most people will forget that they were looking for something and come across it again a month later regardless.
Okay. And again, then why do I want to pay to hear about Portal 2 when there are... You know, hundreds of thousands of video game blogs out there for free that are sharing their own opinions for free. You know, so it is very difficult to maintain in the model.
Solid business structure in print.
Right. To take the model that has been tried and true and has made money in the past and have it continue to build and make money today and in the future. It's impossible. Okay. We put out a print magazine. You know, when we put it out, it's not regular. It happens when it happens because we're able to actually get enough content to fill it out. But we still have more people that pick up the digital version than people that pick up the print version. Because the digital version I can have on my iOS or Android device. The digital version I can get whenever I want. The digital version I don't have to worry about tearing. The digital version will never lose its color. The digital version has interactivity because I can click links and follow through to...
But what about those diehard Esh fans who... buy two copies. Granted, I don't think any of these exist. But if you guys did, then thank you. And buy two. One for consumption and then conceals one in a vacuum plastic bag.
Then I'll full on kiss them in the face.
I'll kiss them in the face, too.
But they don't exist.
I know.
Because the people who love us love what we do on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay? And the podcast gets consumed way more than the content that we put out on our website. But... the content that we put out on Facebook gets consumed more than the content we put on the website.
And the things that we say on Twitter blows up faster than our Facebook.
Absolutely. So, you know, we know where our bread is buttered. And so the print thing is just an... I know, right? The print thing is just an added bonus. It's an added bonus for us because I love print and I don't want print to die. I've always wanted to be in a magazine. And so, you know, I had to make my own to make that happen. But I really love that. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't surprise me that GamePro is gone. I didn't think that it would be the first really to go, you know, after the PlayStation magazine, which is still in print, by the way, in other countries, just not in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's because markets are different in other places. And so that GamePro is not dying a complete and horrible death. It's basically like GamePro got pregnant and doesn't have a baby daddy, so the parents are sending her, you know, off to Switzerland, saying that she's backpacking, but really, she's having that baby and she's not
coming
back.
She's up on a mountain giving birth next to a Yeti.
You know, I mean, that's basically...
not the microphone, by the way, an actual Yeti.
But you know, it doesn't surprise me that another video game magazine has fallen in North America, because Americans are used to consuming content for free. Okay, I love reading blogs because they're free. I read IGN. I don't pay for an IGN membership because if it's content that I want to get to and it's content that's hot, IGN's going to make that available for free initially because they want the hits and they want the traffic. So I'll get that walkthrough, which is why I don't buy a lot of walkthrough books, because I know IGN's going to have one just as thorough, if not better, and better screenshots.
But now they're also making a transition into doing video walkthroughs,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, for someone who is a visual learner,
yep.
that's really ideal, because, I mean, I used to
but
not
think
buy
of the
guides.
Investment that they're putting into that, because that's, you know, a shooting crew, an editing crew, and as somebody who's done video editing now, along with
oh,
me.
Oh, God, I would... okay. I would...
That's hours. Billable hours. And they're putting a lot of stock in keeping you on that website long enough so that you'll see advertisement, you'll click through, that they'll make ad revenue, and that you will choose to become a pro member, because I'm sure they'll put some content up. If you really want to see what this is, you got to be a pro member to see it, in order to make some money. That model is going to be more successful than the print model. But it is really sad to see that GamePro won't be printed in the U.S. anymore. You know, for a lot of gamers, GamePro was the first magazine all about video games that you ever read. Okay, first I read GamePro, and I got copies of GamePro. Then I got copies of Nintendo Power. Then I got copies of Electronic Gaming. Then it was the official PlayStation Mag and the official Xbox Mag. Then Electronic Gaming went away, so I didn't have that anymore. And then I opted not to do GamePro anymore because I kept getting the rewards cards from GameStop. So I ended up getting Game Informer. And so I was like, I don't need GamePro and Game Informer because they pretty much say the same shit.
Yep. I mean, well, we've seen a dying imprint in many geek niche areas, like with anime, a lot of anime.
New Type. I thought that New Type USA would go away.
I know. And I didn't buy a subscription, but Magic Mystic when she was on the show. She got once when she was done.
The subscription was $120 a year. That was not cheap.
No.
It was totally worth it because it was a big, full motherfucking
box. Oh, man. And you got episodes of anime in it for free. So you were essentially buying anime DVDs of like
that
an episode
or two. Have a magazine that went along with it.
Yeah. But I mean, they're also really beautiful and they had some really great articles and really great research in
them. Fantastic.
And it killed me when it died, even though I didn't have a subscription. I still read it via Magic Mystic Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it killed it, like, it bothered her and it definitely bothered me because I'm like, there goes my free magazine. No.
But yeah, I'm really sad for it. You know, all the people that no longer have jobs because
there were a lot of people
that had been at Gameco for a long time, and not everybody's going to be repurposed. You know, they always, whenever there's any kind of closing of a company or major layoff, they always keep the people that they really want around, and
Media group is still live and running. Right. And obviously,
and they'll be transferred over to the PC World group. You know.
Yeah.
But it's sad all the way around because, you know, you start thinking you're pretty much going to get left at the point where the only games magazines that you're going to have are probably going to be Games Radar, Game Informer, EGM's gone electronic, so it came back after being, you know, closed, but it's just electronic now, which you can get through the iOS or the Android app. So you have a lot of your, I think you're going to see over the next 2 years, a lot of your traditional print is either going to move to digital or they're going to shutter, like GamePro.
We're sorry.
We have sadness. We have deep
sadness. I am sadness. A sad panda for you, GamePro.
It is. It is really sad. But, you know, I don't think that Game Informer will go anywhere for quite some time. They do have a digital version of their magazine now. And they have backing from mobs. They don't have backing from mobs.
You don't know that.
Pretty much everything in the world now is printed, you know, if it has anything to do with tech, really. It's all out of IDG. And IDG
is the mob.
IDG is the company that actually, with the ESA, foots the bill for E3. So
it's the IDG gamer mob.
Is not the mob.
You don't want to cross them.
You don't want to cross them, but they're not the mob.
They'll send their hackers at you.
They will not send hackers
at
you.
They will delete.
They will not delete
your 101101101101.
They will not delete your 110100001. They will not.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure they won't. I'm like 99.9. I'm like 5.
They will not system restore you.
You're a dick.
But they will rainbow wheel you to death.
I definitely want to hear from you guys what you think. You know, how many of you are going to miss GamePro? Because to be honest with you, as far as missing GamePro, I'm not going to miss it. Because I haven't gotten it in forever. And I don't miss it because I get my game news from all the other people that I follow on Twitter. Because I follow a shit ton of gamers. And game journalists. And actual developers. And community managers. So I get my news now well before any magazine.
Piping hot fresh out of the Twitter toaster.
And I think that that's the bigger issue is that digital gets it out faster. I get it faster. I found out about, you know, what was going on with Rage from Bethesda well before the magazine hit. And trying to delay your information from hitting once a magazine's already been
printed. That's what embargoes are for.
And not everybody pays attention to embargoes. Okay, we do. We respect them because, one, we don't want to be sued into oblivion. But, two, you know...
Oblivion sucks. I've seen it.
Not Morrowind.
No, Oblivion. It's the underworld.
Yeah, okay.
Oblivion sucks.
But it is an agreement to, you know, abide by rules in order to get an early preview or early look at something. And so when you break an embargo, I mean, you just hurt all of us.
You're pissing in the company's Cheerios.
You should never piss in the company's
Cheerios. Because some unsuspecting adult is going to eat your pissy Cheerios.
And then they're going to be pissy.
And then they're going to get sick. And then they're going to get dysentery.
And they're going to die on the Oregon Trail. Oh my God. But I'm not going to miss GamePro. I feel bad for those people who, you know...
Who got really comfortable in that nest and didn't... I mean, a lot of them got calls right away, so I'm like, wow, here's your livelihood going down the drain. Where
were you? 3 weeks before Christmas. Yay.
Yeah. Like, ow.
Yeah. Yeah. That really hurts. So, I wish everyone at GamePro well. I wish you success in the future things that you go after, but yeah, GamePro is no more in the U.S., people. And I think it's just the mark of things to come. I think that you're going to see, like I said, more entities either go completely digital or just disappear. And it'd be because they have no other choice. Which is a damn shame.
Last little bits before we start packing it in. Even more DLC for your Rock Band 3 needs. You know, or 2 if you have it, I guess. Because I don't think the track packs differ.
I don't think they do either.
But there's more Queen coming to Rock Band this week. So on December 6th, newness including Radio Gaga from Queen will be available. There's a track pack that you can get. It's 680 Microsoft points. Basically, you know, $5.99, $6.99, thereabouts, for the cash monies that you can get pro pieces for. Additionally, on guitar and on drums, if you want to have those. But I just want to play Radio Gaga, so I'm on board just for that. I sit alone and watch your life.
I think that there's also some more planned DLC for Dance Central 2. We will keep you in the loop because I have a feeling that it will make an appearance in the Eshold soon. And just become another game in the backlog to get to. But I has a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night or something like that. I'm not sure.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's why I said blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. That was a funny episode of Family Guy, by the way.
No, it was Cleveland Joe.
Oh, was it Cleveland Joe?
Yeah, it was Rollo who was singing that.
And oh, that's right. That's Cleveland Show. Cleveland Show.
Which is just Family Guy with a black skin on it.
Right. Right. But I'll take it. Although Donna is more involved with her kids than Lois is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she has to smack them.
Uh-huh. And she does.
Lois needs to smack her kids.
But yeah, that's right. That's right.
Blip, 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 blip. Yep.
Blip, 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 blip. That was so funny.
Did you see the Avatar episode?
No, I haven't seen the
episode. Oh, watch it. That. Watch it.
So, that's all the nerdy stuff that I have. I'm also adding for you guys, again, looking for gifts and whatnot, which we're pretty much going to keep doing the gift stuff all the way through when Santa Claus comes to town. There are some new developments on the anime front. Amazon has reduced the price of a bunch of box sets. Including one of the ones that we told you about last week, the Trigun Complete Series box set. Since their Black Friday sale, they've actually reduced the prices on a bunch of those things, so they're still hanging low. So definitely make sure that, you know, especially if you want to have it wrapped automatically for you on its way to being delivered to somebody, that...
Or, you know, you could actually put in the fucking time to do it. Just saying.
If I'm out of state, you would much rather me buy the gift on Amazon, have Amazon gifts wrap it, because it would get to you before Christmas, because if I have to go someplace and buy it, and then I have to buy wrapping paper, and then I have to wrap it, and then I have to go to the mail office, and then
I'd prefer that, but I just like feeling connected to people.
I like feeling connected to people, too. But the connection you're talking about is with internet people that you don't actually see IRL a lot.
Thank you, Skype.
So, the Amazon wrapping paper works just fine. Thank you very much. No judgment. I'm just saying, haters gonna hate. So, make sure that you check out Amazon as well as Best Buy. Huge, huge sales on both counts on the anime. So, if you're looking, you know, because you gotta get something for them anime folks, you can. Also, be aware that this holiday season, you will not have a lot of variety in picking out additional peripherals for Rock Band unless you're going directly to their website. Or if you have, you know, an old Guitar Hero band thing, most of your box stores are only selling the bundles this holiday. So if you're looking to pick up an extra guitar or anything like that, you're probably going to have to go to their website.
Ninja speaks from experience.
In order to pick them up, because the bundles are going to be the only thing that are in store. So that's my advice for the holiday season. Buy it online, get it shipped to where it got to go. That's how you do it.
Cookies.
That's what Pan has to say. So, as we come up with more things, hints and tricks and things like that, we'll make sure to keep you updated. So, you should keep an eye out on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. All questions and comments, go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are also available on iTunes. Go there, plug us in, and check us out.
That's right. You can find us in the iTunes Music Store by going to the app and searching for Electric Sisterhood, all one word. You can also find us on the Zune Marketplace using the same technique. And on both, respectively, you can hit that beautiful little subscribe button. Which will ensure that the moment we put our episodes out for consumption, you can snag them, bag them, tag them, grab that frosty beverage, and enjoy them. But if you're not into living La Vida I, or into doing things on a Zune,
you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look for everyone else who flies underneath our banner.
That's right, because one podcast does not a network make. So, while we have new episodes of our podcast that become available on Mondays, typically, you can follow that up with basically the counterpoint to ESH, the dude version, Boston Bass Brigade, which is held down by our homeboy King Baby Duck, with new episodes of their podcast available on Tuesday. They also do live recordings, which you can tune into and see the dudes do the dude thing. You know.
Do the dude thing.
It's like doing the Bartman, but not exactly. Then on Wednesday, you have a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast held down by our homeboy, Deuces Wild. And for the rest of the week, you can check out all the different opinions that we have to share on our respective websites. Or you can go to our portal and find them conveniently located in the one spot, which is landofesh.com. That's where you can also purchase issues of our magazine in print or PDF, or print and PDF together if you want to. You know, if you want to ball out of control like that, you can make it so, sirs and madams, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who have yet to make up your minds. There's also all the stuff that we write about on Twitter, because we tweet like crazy. If you want to see the entire group, you can go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and check out the Land of Esh list. You can also interact with us on our Facebook fan page. You can ask us questions, suggest things for us to write about or check out, or just talk about in general, or just nerd out with us on a weekly basis. You know, whatever your need is, we got you covered. We're all up in your tubes. Stealing your bandwidths. Because I need more bandwidth. So, shit that you dig.
Cookies.
Oh my god, I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
And Skyrim.
I knew that too. I saw that one coming.
Skyrim and cookies.
That's how that works, huh?
Yes. What shit are you digging this week?
Criterion Collection. Yeah, so I've been watching a bunch of those. Well, not a bunch, like two, I think, of the Criterion Collection movies on Hulu Plus. Oh my god, love it.
Cool.
Oh, Hulu, you saved me so much money. But yeah, Criterion Collection, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
Okay.
La Ventura is fantastic. So, as always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
You are not Cookie Monster.
Cookies!
We're gone.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo! Galileo!
Galileo Figaro!
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Never, never, let, you go.
Never let me go!
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Good news is the lab boys say the symptoms of asbestos poisoning show a median latency of 44.6 years. So if you're 30 or older, you're laughing. Worst case scenario, you miss out on a few rounds of Canasta. Plus, you forwarded the cause of science by three centuries. I punch those numbers into my calculator, it makes a happy face.